with SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump will not make his own closing arguments Thursday in his New York civil fraud trial after the judge rescinded permission.
Trump wanted to take part in the closing arguments along with his lawyers, but they objected to the judge's insistence that the former president stick to relevant matters. Trump, his two eldest sons, and business are being sued by New York Attorney General Letitia James, a Democrat. She claims Trump's net worth was inflated by billions to secure loans and get insurance. The leading presidential Republican candidate calls the lawsuit politically motivated. In a pretrial ruling, the judge found Trump committed fraud. He's now deciding how much damages will be and whether Trump can do business in New York. All deny wrongdoing. Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNNews.com, Chris Christie's dropping out of the Republican presidential race. He made the announcement Wednesday night at a town hall in New Hampshire, just hours before the fifth debate of the 2024 election cycle kicked off without him in attendance. Former President Trump says he's not exactly worried about Nikki Haley getting a boost in the polls following the exit of Chris Christie. Mr. Trump said the bigger story wasn't Christie dropping out of the race, but rather the hot mic incident that captured the former New Jersey governor saying he thought Haley would get smoked in the race. Senate Republicans are demanding a timeline of events during the five-day disappearance of the defense secretary, Lloyd Austin.
Republicans on the Senate Armed Services Committee had sent a letter to Secretary Austin demanding a detailed timeline of his incapacitation and hospitalization for complications due to prostate cancer. Says the letter, quote, "We are deeply troubled by the apparent breakdown in communication between your office and the rest of the Department of Defense, the White House, and Congress over the past 2 weeks." Biden reporting.
This is SRN News. The Biden administration backs down from removing another statue.
This time the target was William Penn, Christian democracy advocate and founder of the state of Pennsylvania. The National Park Service had been planning to remove a statue of him from Welcome Park in Philadelphia as part of a, quote, rehabilitation project. Public outrage followed swiftly, and the administration now says it will leave William Penn where he stands, just blocks from the museum that celebrates the U.S. Constitution, which Penn's writings inspired. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge dismisses a University of Notre Dame professor's defamation lawsuit against a student-run publication. Tamara Kaye took the Irish Rover to court over its coverage of her abortion advocacy while employed by a Catholic school. St. Joseph County Superior Court Judge Stephen David ruled that Kaye's assertions that the coverage was false and defamatory were unfounded. This is SRN News. South Korea police say the man charged with stabbing the country's main opposition leader wanted to prevent him from becoming president.
Lee Jae-myung was stabbed in the neck while campaigning by a man pretending to want an autograph. We now know this attack, which has shocked South Korea, was purely political. The 67-year-old suspect told police that he wanted to kill Mr. Lee to stop his party winning parliamentary seats in the upcoming elections and ultimately to stop him becoming president. South Koreans are proud of their hard-won democracy, and many have voiced concerns that politics has become increasingly polarized over the past 2 years.
One person is dead, one is injured after an avalanche at a Northern California ski resort near Lake Tahoe. It happened Wednesday morning at a ski run at Palisades, Tahoe. American CEOs say the country's rising national debt is the biggest geopolitical risk for 2024. More details at SRNNews.com.